The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind when it was full. They drew it ashore, sat down and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the calm of our minds, to the longing in our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
If you think about it, radical Christian outreach, the hallmark of the church, is most effective when it functions as a lighthouse to the surrounding communities, a gathering place where all are welcome, regardless of social, economic, denominational, age, gender, ethnic, cultural, any other differences. And we do that best when our outreach is anchored in our Christian call to unconditional godly love. The mission statement over our front door clearly and concisely sums up all that the church is called to be, more specifically, all that we are called to be. It is a meaningful and powerful commitment, pointing up the promises we make in community at every baptism, to seek and serve Christ in everyone, strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being. Over 40 years ago, Episcopalian Bishop Wesley Frensdorf spearheaded a movement he termed Total Ministry, a vision of mission-centered ministering communities. His passionate advocacy for the concept gave dynamic new understanding and insight as to how the church should take its baptismal promises out into the world and what parishes need to be and do as relevant worshipping communities in their own time and place. Needless to say, Frensdorf's ministry was not without conflict and opposition. However, shortly before his tragic death in the late 1980s in a plane crash, he penned a watershed poem entitled The Dream, which opens, "Let us dream of a church in which all members know surely and simply God's great love, and each is certain that in the divine heart we are all known by name." Now, we can't expect ourselves or anyone else to simply start loving everybody in one great big warm fuzzy hug fest. We first have to learn how to lean into the warmth of God's loving compassion, absorb its light, and allow that healing light to replace the shadowed parts within, the fears, anxiety, past hurts, grievances, guilt, judgmentalism, and preconceptions that can consume our inner being. The blessing of which is once we allow God's love in, we can then be able to radiate it back out into the worlds around us, joyfully, boldly, and above all without fear of anything, including change. Which does beg the question, are we any less afraid of change today than the church was in times past? My sense is no. In fact, we may be even more fearful, which in many ways is understandable. With the rapidly accelerating societal, environmental, and technological advancements of recent years, the global landscape is changing so fast that sometimes the thought of a changeless church can seem the only refuge in a world that is almost unrecognizable from what we used to know, and if we're honest, we're comfortable with. It can be tempting to hunker down and cling to some imagined golden past that felt familiar and reassuring. But to do so is to risk cutting off the tender seeds and shoots of regeneration that feature throughout the parables. As Bishop Frensdorf continues, let us dream of a church in which Jesus' very word, our window into the Father's heart, the sign of God's hope and his design for all humankind. Let us dream of a church in which the Spirit is not a party symbol, but wind and fire in everyone, gracing the church with a kaleidoscope of gifts and constant renewal for all. Let us dream of a church in which worship is lively and fun, as well as reverent and holy, that we might be moved to dance and laugh, to be solemn, to cry or beat our breast, where people know how to pray and enjoy it, frequently and regularly, privately and corporately, in silence and in word and song. Let us dream of a church in which the Eucharist is the center of life and servanthood the center of mission, the servant Lord truly known in breaking of bread, with service flowing from worship and everyone understanding why worship is called a service. Let us dream of a church that affirms life over death as much as life after death, unafraid of change, able to recognize God's hand in the revolutions, affirming the beauty of diversity, abhorring the imprisonment of uniformity. Let us dream of a church without answers, but asking the right questions, holding law and grace, freedom and authority, faith and works, together in tension, by the Holy Spirit, pointing to the glorious mystery who is God, a church so deeply rooted in gospel and tradition that like a living tree it can swing in the wind and constantly surprise us with new blossoms. Let us dream of a church so salty and yeasty that it would really be missed if it no longer was around, where there is wild sowing of seeds and much rejoicing when they take root and little concern over success or even survival. Now imagine if we as a diocesan family were to share that dream and united with ecumenical companions embody a bold, courageous church that moves out beyond our walls in faith and openly rails against any and all unjust structures. A church that doesn't always choose the safe route, that's nimble enough to be both relevant and responsive in a rapidly changing social and environmental context. A church that is not satisfied with feeding its members pulpit or pastoral pabulum, but instead takes risks, speaks out and acts, regardless of the consequences, against all those things that are not of God. Let us dream of a church, the bishop continues, so evangelical that its worship, its quality of caring, its eagerness to reach out to those in need cannot be contained. Let us dream of a church where each congregation is in mission and each Christian is gifted for ministry, a crew on a freighter, not passengers on a luxury liner, peacemakers and healers who abhor violence in all forms, as concerned with societal healing as with individual healing, with justice as with freedom, prophetically confronting the root causes of social, political, and economic ills. Let us dream of a church that is a community under judgment, seeking to live with its own proclamation and therefore truly loving what the Lord commands and desiring his promise. And finally, let us dream of a people called to recognize all the absurdities in ourselves and in one another, including the absurdity that is love, serious about the call and the mission, but not very much about ourselves, who in company of our playful, life-giving Redeemer can dance and sing and laugh and cry in worship, in ministry, and even in conflict. Amen indeed, Bishop Franzdorf. Just imagine the sheer joy of being part of a playful church that takes its ultimate goal seriously, but has the ability to laugh at itself along the way. A community that acknowledges that we have a lot to learn, that we don't have all the answers, and that we frequently fall short, corporately and individually. A church where the members are blessed with generous, forgiving hearts and an abundance of laughter, that worships a God we know forgives over and over, and who, we pray, has a highly developed sense of humour. In the words of the 16th century prayer attributed to Sir Francis Drake, "Disturb us, Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we have dreamed too little, when we arrive safely because we sail too close to the shore. Disturb us, Lord, when, with the abundance of things we possess, we have lost our thirst for the waters of life, when, having fallen in love with life, we have ceased to dream of eternity. And in our efforts to build a new earth, we have allowed our vision of the new heaven to dim. Disturb us, Lord, to dare more boldly, to venture on wider seas where storms will show your mastery, where, losing sight of the land, we shall find the stars." Amen.